And so we're running a project right now where we're looking at the regional economic impact of these dark sky programs that are offered at the 5 national parks in Utah. And so that's kind of a great example of a project that that came through a regional office, but it could easily be run through this award.
Jordan Smith is the director of the Institute of Outdoor Recreation and Tourism at Utah State University. The institute is part of a team that will receive funding over the next 5 years from the National Park Service for projects to improve parks around the nation. Individual park management units contact the team to request projects.
One likely project is how an online reservation system, already in place at some parks, could impact other sites such as Zion National Park. The system would lead to fewer people entering the park at a time, which Smith says raises the question about what people would do if they don't get in.
It means that less people are visiting the park or able to visit the park, but right now we don't know if that means that the demand for people to actually get into the park has lessened, and if people aren't actually able to get into the parks because the reservation system is full, what are they doing in the meantime?
People may spend more time in gateway communities and possibly spend more money, says Smith, potentially bolstering the tourism economies in these communities. Understanding the unintended consequences on park policies is a pressing issue, according to Smith.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornaccione.